Dr. C.P. Huang is a professor in UD's Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. He's been studying ways to remove perchlorate from drinking water for years and has recently patented a membrane that selectively filters perchlorate from water. He's also working to patent a second process that breaks perchlorate down to make it less harmful. Dr. Huang, thanks so much for being with us.
Really, thanks for having the opportunity to talk to you about the water quality issues.
So let's just start off with the basics. What is perchlorate and how does it get into water supplies?
Perchlorate is an ionic negatively charged oxygen-containing chlorine. And it has a relatively high oxidation power, right? And where we get the perchlorate from, usually the 90% of the perchlorate in water or in the environment coming from the rocket fuel, right? About 90%. The other few percentage of the perchlorate in the environment coming from like why you light a match, right? Or the flare, or the raw flare when you have a car accident, people put a flare in. That also has a perchlorate salt in it. And also the firework, that also has a perchlorate, but it's very small percentage of the perchlorate coming from those sources. 90% of the perchlorate is coming from the defense industry. They use the ammonia perchlorate as a rocket fuel. And if the fuse expires, then they usually just, all day we just open dumping, sort of. We saw that that's not very toxic or not very harmful chemicals. It's only had ammonia and perchlorate. Until the National Academy of Sciences had a study and found out that the perchlorate is going to cause, at a low, relatively low concentration, will cause thyroid gland cancers. And in American, the National Academy of Sciences, according to their calculation, this is how they calculate the minimum doses. I use a 70 kilogram adult, and I'm taking 200 cc of water a day, right? And during a lifetime exposure, they can come up with a 4 ppb, 4 parts per billion of concentration, which is very low. I mean, that's many laboratory cannot even detect perchlorate at that low concentration. Our laboratory, we are able to analyze, detect perchlorate at that 4 or 5 ppm concentration.
So how widespread is perchlorate contamination in, I guess, drinking water, fresh water?
As far as the spreading of the perchlorate in the water is concerned, it's not really an issue at this point. The concentration really is very small in most of the surface water that has been reported to have perchlorate in it. Usually it's less than 1 ppm, one per minute, which still is very small concentration. And it's not really widespread in the whole U.S. country. I mean, it's only local regions. Such in Arizona, California, in southwest, and in northeast, USA has a relatively high concentration of perchlorate in groundwater or in surface water. But it's not at the dangerous level, alarming level.
Has it been found in drinking water supplies in Delaware?
No, but Delaware, from EPA, U.S. Geological Survey data, Delaware is not a place where you will see much perchlorate in our water bodies.
So you've been working on, and you recently patented a membrane to basically remove perchlorate from water. So can you explain how it works and how you got there?
The technology that we developed actually consists of two sub technologies. The first one where we got a patent from was a membrane. And the next one, which I'm in the process of publishing the result and also try to get a patent later, is on how to destroy the perchlorate into less toxic chloride ion. So the reason to have this membrane in integrate into this total system is because when we try to decompose or destruct the perchlorate into chloride is by using electrochemical methods, which is the higher the concentration, the faster the reaction will proceed. But most of the, as I just mentioned a few minutes ago, most of the water that has perchlorate in it, the concentration is very low, about 1 ppm with 1,000 of ppb, right? So that is really very low concentration. So it's very difficult to destruct, to break down the perchlorate into chloride by any means. So in order to increase the concentration, we have to concentrate the perchlorate by 100 times or 1,000 times. And then we apply our electrochemical method to break down the perchlorate into harmless chloride. And so the membrane has that purpose, is to concentrate from regular water has a low concentration by about 100 to 1,000 times, just to make our second stage electrochemical destruction process work faster and more effective.
So in that, can you just remove, like physically pull it out of the water through the first part of your method? And is the second something, a treatment you would do within a water source, or is this after you've removed it?
The first step of the treatment is to you take a water and you put it in a water tank, and then there's a membrane. We put our membrane in between two electrodes. And we also apply a low voltage where the perchlorate will be transported from the toward the positive electrode, right? And passing through this membrane and then be collected in the other side of the membrane, which will be concentrated. The thing is, this is a special unique property about this membrane is it only lets the perchlorate pass through. The other minerals such as chloride, nitrate, and sulfate, which are not necessarily harmful, will let behind. So we only let the perchlorate pass through the membrane, and then being concentrated on that chamber we call the cathodic chamber, on the other side of the membrane, and then in that chamber we put our other two electrodes to break down the perchlorate into chloride, and so it can be operate in a continuous basis, continuously, right? And so water come in with the perchlorate after separation and treated with the two electrodes, and then when it's go out, it's about in the chloride form.
So how expensive is this? How, like, realistic is this? Is this something we could see in, like, a municipal water treatment plant down the line, or is this a very specialized, high-tech procedure?
The technology actually is not expensive because the electricity, the current is very only a few volt. It's not a high voltage operations, and so the energy consumption is almost minimum. Secondly, we do not add any other chemicals, and so the technology can be employed at medium to small scale water treatment plant. Medium to small, it means household, university, hospital, or those are small water drinking system that can be easily adapted with our processes. And for water treatment plants, I would say for a medium size, but community-based water treatment plant to apply this technology actually is quite feasible. Because it can almost operate the system without much attention, automatically operate it, and you can have a sensor to check for when to change the membrane and when to change the electrode. So it's not an expensive technology.
So what are the next steps to get it there?
The next step to get there, if the EPA will start to regulate seriously the drinking water standard of perchlorate. But right now, EPA has not really formalized the water drinking water standard for perchlorate. Now, there are 13 states, I think it's about 13 states in the countries have the drinking water standard on perchlorate. And it varies from, the National Academy of Sciences proposed to a 4 ppb, but that number keep changing, right? And sometimes go to 80 ppb, some go to 16, 20. So it's a range of concentration. I mean, California, Texas, New Jersey, Maryland, Massachusetts, and a few other big states, they have the standards on perchlorate in drinking water, but not all of them.
Do you think the sort of regulatory patchwork right now with the states has to do with the fact that you said it's not, you know, it's not really a problem across the country? It's more just in places, I'm presuming, where there's defense industry activity?
It's probably true, as I said earlier. The problem with PERCORA is not a widespread issues. And since the other thing, the concentration is generally really quite small. So it's not much of a concern at this point.
Now that it's been identified, you said that one of the original problems was there was dumping because we thought it was fine. But now that we know that's not the case, do we expect it to get only better, or is it an emerging contaminant because it might actually get worse?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic about the future problem of the PERCORA. I think now we know more about the problem of PERCORA, the health issue of PERCORA. So right now we don't just open dumping it. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that has been taken care of. Yes, so not to worry about it.